Borden Bay's home of classic hits, and once a quarter we check on the pulse of real estate in the city of Moreton. So it's a warm welcome back to the studio to Lee Chippendale, auctioneer from the Professionals Real Estate in Caboolture and Murrayfield. Good morning, Lee.
Hello, Shane.
Long time no see.
Long time no see.
Good
great
to see you
see
too.
You.
Yeah. On target. Okay, Lee, in May we had a drop in the interest rates, and while that's very good news for anyone who, dare I say it, lucky enough to be buying a mortgage or a house and get a mortgage, how is that drop being reflected into the housing market itself?
Okay, the rate cut will support housing markets, but don't expect a boom in housing prices until affordability improves. Generally speaking, there is more inquiry, and I believe we are seeing slight increase in pricing of property and interest from investors.
So in your experience, in our local area, is there one demographic that is leading the charge of buyers?
Many purchasers are struggling to purchase within a price range of what they are hoping to be able to achieve within that price bracket. A standard older three-bedroom home with one bathroom and one garage can now achieve up to and over $700,000. Interstate investors are prominent. In my opinion, the market is affecting all demographics. People are still getting their heads around what their borrowing budget can now buy them.
So are there any legislative changes we need to know about, and what effect, if any, has there been in the current market?
Quite a few, Shane. So in Queensland, first home buyers purchasing a new home or vacant land to build on may be eligible for a full transfer duty, formerly known as stamp duty, concession or exemption, meaning they pay no duty. This applies to eligible transactions entered into from May 1st, 2025. For established homes, first home buyers can still receive a concession, but it may not be a full exemption. In Queensland, the new seller disclosure regime will be in effect from the 1st of August 2025 under the Property Law Act 2023. This means sellers will be legally required to provide a disclosure statement and prescribe certificates to buyers before the buyer signs a contract. The approved form for the disclosure statement is PLA Form 2 Seller Disclosure Statement. It's really important. If it's not carried out correctly, a purchaser can crash the contract on settlement date if something is discovered and the buyer is not satisfied.
Love chatting to you, Lee, as always. Guess what? We're going to do a song
Excellent.
Break. So we'll be right back in just a moment.
Thank
on
you.
On 101.5. And welcome back. And with Lee Chippendale from The Professionals. Good to see you.
Thanks, Shane.
And so how can a buyer take advantage of the different grants that are available from both federal and state governments to layer them most effectively?
Oh, there's a few, so bear with me. Okay. The First Home Owners Grant helps eligible first-time new home buyers get into the property market. Depending on your circumstances, you may qualify for a grant of $15,000 or $30,000 to put towards the cost of buying or building a new home in Queensland. After 30th of June 25, the grant amount will revert to $15,000. The First Home Owners Grant Queensland, generally you need a 5% deposit saved, and keep in mind that most lenders will also want you to save some money yourself, or be gifted it, which is called genuine savings. Also, you need an extra 2 to 3% saved for relevant buying costs like conveyancing, government charges, and registration fees. Then you have the First Home Super Saver Scheme, otherwise known as FHSS. Scheme allows you to use your eligible personal voluntary contributions to your super to help save a deposit for your first home. You can withdraw this amount plus associated earnings when you are ready to buy a home. Low deposit home loans. If you can afford to repay a home loan but are struggling to save the deposit, you may be able to get a low deposit home loan. To qualify for Queensland Housing Finance Loan, you need to have the higher of the following: minimum deposit of 2% of the property's purchase price, or the difference between the maximum loan you're eligible for and the property's purchase price. Other eligibility criteria do apply. The loan can be used to buy an established house, unit, townhouse, or duplex, or to build a house.
Okay, it's probably a good idea too to look at which of those federal and state grants can be used together. That's
definitely
important.
Talk to your financial people.
So Lee, let's take a look in the area that you specialize in, auctions. Now, what are the most common mistakes made by both buyers and sellers at auction?
There's a few. Purchasers, lack of preparation, their budget, making sure their financing is right, and a bidding strategy. Not inspecting the property correctly. Make sure, if you you're very serious, get a building and pest done so you know what you're buying. Not preparing for the level of bidding competition. Emotional bidding. Keep your emotions in check. Make sure your legal advice is right and review the contract prior to the auction. For sellers, ensuring the reserve price is suitable. Consider all feedback from inspections. And inadequate marketing. Can't sell a secret.
Brilliant information there, Lee. And of course, you can catch all the information once again on the podcast on the 1015fm.com.au website. Lee Chippendale, professionals, real estate, Caboolture and Murrayfield, help keeping our community connected and informed.
Thank you, Shane.
On 1015.